Hello, Audio Boom.
Hi, Audio Boom.
See, I'm remembering now. Not to be a bad person and say Audio Boom.
Guess what?
We are sitting outside on the porch. Well, it's more like a patio, but yeah. Of Daniel's grandma's house. Say hi, Daniel.
Hi.
And it's kind of chillery, but it's okay. I have my sweater, and he has his coat.
Put on his shorts.
And shorts. So I bet he's freezing.
No, it actually feels kind of good.
It's 55 degrees, I think. But yeah, I just wanted to come in because I got really excited. I just got to hear some bells, and I heard them before, but I didn't know where it was coming from. But yeah, it did like the, what is the tune of that thing called?
I never know what it's
called.
So
many clocks make that noise.
Yeah.
It's that chime, and it does it every hour, and then it does the thing, the bells.
It does the chimes for the bells for the hour.
Yeah, and I was trying to catch it, but I didn't quite catch it. Oh, there's some more stuff. What do those bells mean? It sounds like those are further away, though. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's doing the same little tune in a different key and then doing the five chimes for the 5 o'clock.
But it's a different bell.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think that, I'm confused on what bell is.
But that didn't even sound like the same tune to me.
No.
That sounded like a different one.
Yeah, I don't know. But it did the chime for the hours.
Oh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was further away. The one that we originally heard was louder, and so if I had caught it, that would have been really cool.
Because there's a church, like, we used to walk to, like, right down the street. Like, not, I guess you could call it down the street, but we used to walk to it all the time.
Yeah, but this place is really cool. Like, it's like, this area is a small town, and so it's, like, in this area, this, it's, like, just, you know, I don't know, it's small, and, I don't know, it's nice.
Like, the street is, would you say, narrow?
Yeah.
Like all the houses are
really close together.
Really close together.
Yeah. And, it's really cool. Like, they park on the street. And then there's, and this house, there's, like, steps that you walk down, and then a short little sidewalk, and then you're at the porch or the patio. Because you don't step up onto it, so it's technically a patio. But, yeah. And, yeah, so we've just been hanging out today, not doing anything exciting. Just like yesterday, didn't do anything.
Right.
What have we done since I've been here? Not a whole lot of much.
Yeah, it has been kind of a whole lot of nothing, almost.
Yeah.
We attempted the Blue Knob thing. That was kind of a bust, but we ended up getting food.
From a place near here.
Yeah, a place near here. That was basically, you know.
But that was cool, though. I enjoyed that. They had bomb wings. Tomorrow we're going out to eat again. With some other people. Hi, but that's not too bad, though. We got a burger when we were at the mall. And then we went out to eat.
Tuesday.
And then that's it. We've eaten here. And I, speaking of that, I got to try something I never had before. What are they called?
Pierogies.
Pierogies.
Yeah. It's like a potato, like, it's a doughy, almost, I guess you really wouldn't call it a pastry. I guess you could.
It's a dough, it's like.
It's a dough.
And it had potatoes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then onions on top of that. Of course, I don't like onions, so I took those off.
But then you can get. You can even make them with the onions in them, or cheese in them, or sauerkraut.
It was good. It was really good.
Amazing.
I had a couple of those yesterday, and a burger, and then like some potatoes with like peppers in it, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm. that my uncle made on the
nom,
grill.
Nom, nom, nom. I love grilled foods, so of course I loved it. I'm pretty easy to impress there when it comes to grilled food. And then today I had sausage on a bun with like spaghetti sauce and stuff, which was interesting. But it was good. Yeah, really, really yummy.
And then tonight we have roast beef and mashed potatoes. No gravy though, because
that's okay.
My mom can't make gravy.
She made gravy. Just apparently they don't like it. I don't know. Don't ask me.
I don't know.
I don't usually eat gravy anyway. Just depends.
I thought she had said
sometimes
ended
I do.
Up not making it.
She did make it. She did. Mm-hmm. Wow. Somebody doesn't pay attention.
I was asking her why. Okay. Either way.
She made gravy for the beef.
Yeah.
She made gravy for that. Not yesterday, but the day before. And apparently they don't like it because it has milk in it or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. So. But yeah, that's pretty much all that's happening. And I was yawning from doing absolutely nothing all day. And absolutely nothing all day yesterday. And it's kind of making me tired, but it's all good. Yeah, really nice, relaxing vacation trip up here. And, yeah, looking forward to enjoying the rest of tonight and tomorrow with them. And not looking forward to leaving, but...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I'm going to be very sad. Go back home where they don't really want me. But anyway, it is what it is, so.
There's always a lot of time next to you.
Yeah. Come back up here. Drag you up here with me. We'll go out here together. On the twain.
Labor Day.
On the twain.
Yes, on the twain.
You ride the twain with me.
Yes.
Well, that's something that's hilarious that, like, it takes longer to get here than it takes to get to New York.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because you have, it's the same train, and then you get off, and then there's a layover, and then you take another train for several hours, which is insane to me, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much that, so I am going to go now, but, unless Daniel has anything to add.
No.
Can you say anything?
No.
Sure?
Yep.
Talk.
Bye!
No.
Hi, audio.
Hi.
Boom.
Boom.
Pow.
All right. I'm gonna get out of here. Peace out.
Bitches.
Or whatever.